This message is titled, The Cherubim and the Flaming Sword. And it's taken from Genesis chapter 3, verses 20 to 24. Listen to what God's word says. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. When God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword on the east side of the Garden of Eden to guard the way to the tree of life. The significance of the cherubim and the flaming sword still exists today. For many people, there is no way for them to be able to approach the tree of life, which is in fact a representation of Jesus Christ. The way to the tree of life can only be taken through the compassion of God himself. This is the reason why some groups such as ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the like.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?